from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hearing this song and watching this skateboarder in the Olympics kick his helmet, just punted his helmet out of the pool. That's what they call those, Bob, is
a
pool.
Yep. Because you know what happens after the Olympics? They fill it with water and it becomes a community pool for everybody.
In Paris. Welcome back to Fesco in the Morning on a Way Back Wednesday. You text in the song to 913-586-7610. Leave your name and Mac will do the rest. Mac, where are we at on this one?
This is from our guy Ozzy. Plush by the Stone Temple Pilots.
What a great song. Good call.
Is it Ozzy or Aussie?
Aussie.
Aussie.
Okay. Pearl Jam's great.
Yeah, they are.
We talked about bands you want to see live before. It's too. Yeah. This is one we need to go see.
Yeah,
before I've never seen them, and I need to.
So my buddy and I, Ralph, were talking about
Big
this.
Ralph.
And we were like, all right, here's what we need to do. We need to go to Chicago and see Pearl Jam at Wrigley, right? And they're doing it Labor Day weekend. But, you know, Labor Day weekend's always so tough. I think we have like 3 soccer tournaments that weekend. So it's like you can't get away when you have kids. Labor Day weekend and that kind of stuff. So we're going to have to make sure that we get up there at some point in time to see Pearl Jam. I want to see them at Wrigley Field. And for me, it's always about the concert venue plus the artist. I think that matters. Like seeing an artist at a venue that truly, really does matter. I have not been to Red Rocks.
Bucket
I haven't.
List?
It is, but it has to be the right artist, right? I just don't want to go to Red Rocks just to see a concert. Yep. It used to be Buffett. Obviously, that's not going to happen anymore. And every year when the Red Rocks schedule comes out, I look at it. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know that I need to go see String Cheese Incident at Red Rocks. Like, I feel like
you
they
might.
Play there all the time. I may end up seeing Cheese at do you like Cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I may end up going to see them at Red Rocks just because like they feel like, I don't know if this is the right terminology these days, they feel like they're the house band for Red Rocks. Like every time you look at the schedule, Cheese is on the schedule. I'm like,
they've got residency at Red Rocks.
Yeah, right. It's true. They've got residency there. So no, Red Rocks is a place that I would like. Like I saw Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium because they're from L.A. Then I saw them in St. Louis because they got banned from St. Louis in the 80s. And so it was their first show back, which was pretty cool. I'd love to see Pearl Jam at Wrigley. That's where I saw Buffett with my father. You know, like places like that. Like I think the venue plus the band makes for a cool story.
Yeah, that's why it's cool seeing like little indie bands at like the Midland.
Yeah.
I saw Laura Geron there. It was a great night. I did find a tip at Red Rocks, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's a restaurant because it's a long line to get into Red Rock.
Okay.
Right? To get to the amphitheater to like
Who
see your
you
show.
Seen there?
I've not seen anybody.
Oh, you haven't?
But I've got people that have told me there's a restaurant. And if you reserve a dinner reservation, they'll let you go out the back door, which leads you right into the amphitheater.
Oh,
so if you get a restaurant, if you get a reservation, you don't have to go through the line. You just get to go right out of the restaurant right into the amphitheater. You don't have to worry about standing in the long-ass line that gets into the concert.
Cool. Good to know.
Hmm. Go see anyone at Red Rocks. That's your problem, though. The venue is second to none.
I don't have a problem. I have other things going on, and a lot of times the schedule doesn't work out. But thanks for your help.
I've got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell. I make gold-plated diapers.
He didn't get the Wolf reference. You think he got that reference? Not a chance.
Of course I got that reference.
You did. Yeah, all right,
all right, and I've seen Pulp Fiction. I can't believe I didn't get any of that.
String Cheese is coming to the Midland in September, Bob.
All right.
Anyways, Matt came up with a question. I'll let you guys answer first. You can only keep one. Sky Moore or Kadarius Toney? Who are you keeping?
Well, I'm keeping Sky Moore.
That's it?
Yeah.
No other explanation?
No, I mean, I think it goes without saying.
Mac is shaking his head in distress.
Sky Moore didn't cost us any games last year like Kadarius Toney did. Kadarius Toney single-handedly cost us two games, Buffalo and Detroit. Sure. I don't know that Sky Moore cost us any games. He just wasn't anything spectacular.
No, he didn't get the chance to. He wasn't playing.
He's a draft pick. He doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of money, and I don't think both of those guys are going to make the roster, right?
I think they're both gone.
No, I don't think both of them are going to make it. I think it's one or the other. That's kind of, you know, I got my intel up. I got my antennas up. I think it's one or the other that makes the roster. Now, I could be totally wrong about that. Injuries and things like that will happen, and you know, you may find yourself keeping both of those guys on the roster. But I think it is an uphill battle. I think they're kind of the same type of player, right? I know they're trying to give Kadarius Toney as much as they possibly can with a look-see because everybody believes he's like the best athlete on the roster. But Mondi was the best athlete on the roster too. Sometimes the best athlete on the roster doesn't end up being the best player on the roster, and so. So I think it comes down to that trust with Patrick Mahomes. If you're looking for that final wide receiver spot, who does Patrick trust the most? In my opinion, it should be Sky Moore because Kadarius Toney legitimately broke Patrick Mahomes last year, right? Legitimately broke the quarterback last year. Like Kadarius Toney did what 31 other teams can't do, and that's break Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Why keep him around if he's got the quarterback melting down on the sidelines?
Yeah.
Because he's got a million times more potential than Sky Moore, and he can do more things. You know, we're talking about Kadarius Toney in a negative way, him playing running back. You know, I kind of saw that as in a positive light. You know, he's so talented that you can go put him at another position. You know what Sky Moore can't do? Can't really return anything. Can't really play running back. He's not really good at his own position right now. He's supposed to
be Kadarius Toney?
I mean, he's not good at catching the ball, but we know he's good at everything else. I don't know what Sky Moore is good at. He's supposed to be good at short yardage situations, quick, getting open for little first downs, kind of a possession wide receiver. I don't see any of that from him. I don't think he's particularly quick or agile. I don't think he's good at creating space on his routes. I see him getting blanketed at every camp video I see. I think Kadarius Toney can do three different things for this team and has worlds more potential than Sky Moore. I'll take a flyer for $2 million on Kadarius any day.
You say worlds of potential, but you know, I'm old enough to say I've seen 85 million guys that have worlds of potential that never realize it. And I also see guys that cost you games, right? This was the number one seed in the postseason if Kadarius Toney's not on the team last year.
The difference is he's not going to be a number one, two, three, or four wide receiver on this team next year like he was last season. He was the number one going into the year, right? That was the whole thing.
Right, yeah,
he's
right,
not going to be
absolutely.
He's not going to be a starter.
No, he should not be. Neither of those guys.
Neither of them will.
I'm not stumping for Sky Moore here or stumping for Kadarius Toney, but I'm just looking at like neither one of those guys is going to be counted on. I don't think in a big way, and that's okay. Sometimes we put too much pressure on guys, and they're not able to handle that pressure. Like, how many guys have we seen over the years with the Royals, from Johnny Giovitella to Keila Kaiohuwe to whoever, you know, like, oh, this is the next. And we put all this pressure, and then they're not the next because they're not that good, right? So I think maybe, you know, with Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney, it's okay to just be a piece of a football team. They don't have to be something spectacular, but there's a lot of people out there who believe anybody who steps on the field should be the greatest at what they do. It doesn't work that way.
I think the kind of throw counter arguments of both of your takes. Sky Moore, we've always been told, like, legs like tree trunks, runs routes like a running back. Once he gets, we haven't seen it. But also hasn't, like you said, really cost you games last year. The year before, they put him in a position they had never been in. The punt returns was atrocious, but ends up catching a Super Bowl touchdown. You think that's going to open up the floodgates for Sky Moore, and we just kind of fell flat last year. As for
Kadarius Toney, helped you win a couple of big games, right?
Had the punt return against the Eagles.
Right. Big, huge.
And the other thing about Kadarius Toney that I would say is a red flag, and maybe I'm, you know, off my hinges here, but if they're taking you from your original position and they're trying to experiment with you at a different position in your, what, third or fourth year in the league, that to me is a red flag because they're telling you, like, it's not working out over here. We're going to try to see if it works out over here where you're already two men behind.
Right.
And then that also brings up the roster spot. Now, to go against both those takes, Max 100% correct. The agility, the speed, the everything is there. But to counter that, how can we see it? It's like you bring up Adalberto Mondesi. you'd see him hit a 435-foot home run, and then you'd never see it again because he couldn't stay on the field and stay healthy. But the talent was there. We heard all about it. Oh, he's a five-tool, speed, defense, power,
kind of. And he
all
was. That. Like, I've never seen anybody run the bases like I did with Mondy. I mean,
until
even Bobby,
seven came around.
He's not like Mondy. Like, Mondy was like, oh, my God. And then he only did it one time. You know, like, and that was it. It was over, yeah.
And for Sky Moore, and you look at the salary cap, like, it's, you know, it's going to cost you, like, maybe just a little over $1 million to, as a roster hit. Or a salary cap hit, I think it's like either 1.2 or something like that, and then it's 970,000 if you cut him. Cheaper just to keep her, right? That's the old song, yeah. Cheaper to keep her, you know, right. Whatever. And I think that with Sky Moore, there's just a little, like, there's a little something where it's just, it's route running to me. It's like when Mahomes, the interception's going Sky Moore's way, it's because he was 2 yards short of the route, or he went 2 yards over the route, and it's like, that can't happen in year three. But can you trust it to not happen? With Kadarius Toney, like you said, last year when the tip pass in the New England game was an interception, Mahomes goes to the bench and it's just like, okay, he's lost it.
Right.
Like, you can't have that.
Right.
You can't have the guy that's manning the ship not focused and angry because of one certain person. But
that's
again,
right. I forgot about the New England game, too. He lost it in that game, too.
And then,
yeah.
And then you never saw him again. Then he was a healthy scratch.
Yeah, that was it for him.
The
yeah.
other thing is when Sky Moore is in adversity.
And he didn't even understand that he was a healthy scratch, too.
Right. He goes, I ain't hurt. But the thing is, and that brings up my next point, Sky Moore, and we talked about the Rashee Rice and the family sort of thing. Sky Moore is one of those guys that, yes, he struggles, but he stays quiet with his struggles and he tries to get better and you don't hear about it. You can boo and hiss him all you want during the game. Kadarius Toney, if something goes wrong, we're not 100% sure he's not going to be a loose cannon. Now, it got nipped in the bud pretty quickly last year when he came out and said stuff. But again, with the question coming back full circle, which one do you keep? Can I be honest and say neither one?
Yeah, that's fine. I would not be surprised if Sky Moore makes the team or Kadarius Toney makes the team. Neither of them make the team. Both, like, I wouldn't be surprised with anything. Like, I think they're going to try to trade one of these guys, right? And I think that's the best route. And people would say, well, why would somebody else want them? Well, because people never give up on talent, right? You can always
give Brett picks.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody will trade a sixth or a seventh round pick for Kadarius Toney or Sky Moore, and I could see that potentially happening, you know, as well with these two guys. But I think you have two guys that are kind of the same wide receiver, if you will, fighting for a spot on the roster. I just don't know that there's room for Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney. And really where it comes down to me is, as the text line pointed out, and I think this is a really good text, about Kadarius Toney. And it says, KT is a liability, period. Sky may just not get open. I'd rather have a guy who doesn't get open than have a guy that's a liability out there on the field. And as you're going for a three-peat, you're going for 20 and you're trying to set, you know, historical records and historical marks. You can't have guys that are a liability. And I do agree with the 913. KT is a liability. Like, ask yourself this. If he's lined up as a Chiefs fan, are you going to feel comfortable about it? I don't think anybody would answer that question yes, right? I think everybody would look at it and go, oh, my God. First of all, is he going to line up on sides? And second of all, is he going to catch the ball? Is it going to be tipped up in the air? Is it somebody that we can truly rely on? And I think when you're a football team or any kind of team, and take your own office. You got somebody on your team that's not a reliable person, that brings down everybody. It ruins everything that you're trying to accomplish. And if Kadarius Toney is not a reliable guy and Patrick Mahomes doesn't view him as somebody that he knows is 100% reliable, there's no space for you here. No soup for you.
610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station, and Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. I will say this before we get into the next topic. Who do you trust more to keep this thing as perfect as you have to be through a three-peat? Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney?
Sky Moore.
Mac?
I mean, because he's a zero, sure, Sky Moore. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of a zero.
I had somebody the other day, my buddy Mason's getting ready to go to KU. Shout out, Mason. He goes, I'd rather have Remigio on the roster than either of those two guys.
Me too. Yeah. Nico Remigio is my choice.
I get it. I'm not going to argue that with you, you know?
Apparently one guy's not on a roster currently.
That's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think, obviously, as a former teammate or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
Whoa, CMC.
Oh, my.
CMC. I don't think I've ever heard Christian McCaffrey talk.
Talking about a former teammate.
And Brandon Ayuk, as the drama continues, we for some reason find ourselves monitoring the situation. It's great.
Because it's drama.
It's a story.
Yeah.
It's the number one offseason story so far.
Right.
Brandon Ayuk, yesterday, can seek options with the Browns or the Patriots.
Right.
We find out this morning, Pittsburgh. They're kind of coming back around. And New England, Ayuk, not happening. This is a carousel that just won't stop. And if you're a team like the Niners, who are on the brinks of trying to go to a Super Bowl and try to win one, this is something that doesn't add up well to your destination that you are trying to get to. And now you have Christian McCaffrey. I don't know if it was just, you know, spur of the moment, wasn't ready for it, but former teammate,
Well, because everybody knows what's going on. Brandon Ayuk wants out, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody knows there's rumors out there. He's doing what they call a hold-in, at least. He's showing up to camp but not practicing, so everybody knows what it is. And, you know, he is going to be a former teammate, I would imagine, here before long. Pittsburgh's back in the conversation now for Brandon Ayuk. He told New England, I ain't going there. That's a mess.
No. He's like, I don't want that guy.
I'm not interested in going to New England right now.
Drake May ain't doing it for him?
No. Neither is Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. Or Gerard Mayo.
Is Deshaun Watson doing it for you, though, in Cleveland?
Watson, like,
is
that? Yeah!
Is that somebody you want to go? Like, is that a guy you want to hitch your wagon to? He's not been good.
Let me predict the future for you two, and we'll wrap this Brandon Ayuk topic up because this is what's going to happen in 2 weeks. No team's going to match his deal. He's not going to go to one of the teams that he gets. He's going to realize the San Francisco 49ers are the best fit. They're going to give him the money that's going to be, that's decent. And Brandon Ayuk's going to be a receiver for the 49ers for the next 3 years. He'll sign an extension.
And in 30 minutes, he'll be traded to Pittsburgh.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's how sports works.
Yeah.
There was a article or a tweet or an X that came out about the top new quarterback receiver duos. We brought this up yesterday in our text group. Best new wide receiver quarterback duo. It has the best one being Stroud and Stephon Diggs. The worst one being Malik Nabers and Daniel Jones. I think that's more on Daniel Jones, even though Malik Nabers is throwing haymakers in practice lately.
Did you see that yesterday?
Crazy.
That was great.
Watched it five times.
Then Daniel Jones gets involved with it as well. I like that. That's spunk. And I also like the fact that Malik Nabers basically shut down. Who did he shut down yesterday?
Rookie corner.
It was somebody from the Eagles was talking smack about it and you know, like about the fight and not Kadarius Toney, but Malik Nabers quote tweeted the tweet and was like, I see you got your ass kicked here, so you better shut up. And like the guy deleted his post. Oh, look it up. It was somebody from Philadelphia. It was a phenomenal comeback tweet by Malik Nabers yesterday.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was to CJ Gardner Johnson.
Yeah,
that's great. That's awesome. He posted a gif of CJ Gardner Johnson getting beat up in a game. He's like, you really want to do this?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Welcome to the league.
What a legend.
But I love the fact that like now that's sparking a riot. Like the Giants Eagles this year, I think, is going to be one of those games that you probably want to watch with Saquon Barkley. And now with this one, there may be some punches thrown.
As the kids would say, Bob, it's going to be lit.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that came out was they brought up the best wide receiver three in the league. And the list of it, but the one that came in at 11 was Xavier Worthy for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yet to play it down in the NFL, but 11th overall at wide receiver three. We know that it's going to be Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, and Xavier Worthy. Do or could the Chiefs have the top skill group by the end of the year?
I think they probably will, and that's because Patrick Mahomes will make them that top skill group by the end of the year, right? I think that's how he is better than everybody else. He makes everybody around him better, and that's why you're never going to see the Kansas City Chiefs go out there and scratch a $30 million a year check for a wide receiver. It's just not going to happen. As long as Patrick Mahomes is here and Patrick Mahomes is playing at a top level, Patrick Mahomes, unfortunately, will be required to make guys better around him. That's just the way it works. That's what Tom Brady did for all of those years in New England until later when, you know, he got Randy Moss and then Gronk came in, but he didn't have much else outside of those two guys that were top premier wide receivers. He created Danny Amendola, right? He created Wes Welker. Those guys became good wide receivers because of Tom Brady. And, you know, for obvious reasons, the Chiefs are following that blueprint here in Kansas City. And so I think at the end of the year, yeah, we will be talking about this being the best skill position group because Patrick Mahomes is so good at what he did. He elevates everybody around him. Travis Kelce elevates everybody around him, and the speed that they have now. And Rashee Rice, like, my God, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about running those guys out there, man. Like, it's going to be outstanding to watch this team play. And come December, when they're getting ready to tune things up for the postseason, people are going to go, how do we stop this team? It's going to be like the old offense of 2019 and 2018, where you just go, I don't know, man. I just don't know what to do, because they're throwing waves at you. But these guys individually wouldn't be talked about in the same kind of conversation if they didn't have Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback. He elevates everybody around him, and that's just the fact of life now in Kansas City.
So this is an interesting thing I just thought of. It's rumored that Juju Smith-Schuster will be cut by the New England Patriots. You get rid of Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney, do you kick the tires again? Okay.
I'd bring him back, yeah.
He's got a terrible knee, first of all, and second of all, no.
Okay.
Just because you know his name doesn't mean it's the answer.
I mean, Kadarius Toney's knee is great, so yeah, let's. Yeah.
He's got a knee.
I'm not saying you keep those guys, but you don't go and get Juju Smith-Schuster now.
So, best skill set, you know, in the league, very easily could be in Kansas City. Hollywood Brown.
I didn't even mention Pacheco in the mix,
right,
too.
Yeah, with Hollywood Brown on the outside, Rashee Rice running underneath, with Travis Kelce running underneath, and then you send Xavier Worthy over the top. There's potential that what I've said all year, and I think that we will see in this year's offense, is that there's the obvious, that's the Andy Reid playbook, that's the size of a Dune book, mm-hmm. right? And it's tough to comprehend. But the thing is now you can take almost three different eras of the Chiefs offense, no Taylor Swift pun, but you can take three different eras of the Chiefs offense, where the first was the Legion of Zoom, the next was the underneath, beat the cover two, and then last year was simplicity at its finest. Now you have defenses all over the league that have to figure out, okay, which one are we going to stop? And if they come out and say, okay, we're going to stop the over the top, Andy Reid flips to like page 47 and goes through the middle of the book and says, okay, we're going to do the underneath. You try to take away the underneath, you now have options to go over the top. That's why I think this team could have one of the best dynamic sort of skill groups in the league, is because all three of your wide receivers are all known to do something different. Two can do the same thing, but all three have a different sort of skill set that makes them the good receiver with Patrick Mahomes. And then you throw in Travis Kelce with all that, and it's like, look, you can bracket Kelce all you want over the middle. You're going to leave Rashee Rice single covered. And if you want to start doubling up on the middle, Patrick Mahomes is going to see that. He's going to hit that little audible or hit that hot route and send one of those two on the outside. And then it's like, you might have a conversation by week six in the NFL where it's like, okay, so the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl again. Who has a chance at stopping them?
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to come down to, is there a secondary or a skill set on defense that can match up with the Chiefs? And right now, on paper, I'd love to see it, and I'm waiting to see what kind of offense each week presents.
I don't think defenses have enough to match every. It's not like you have one skill player. It's not like you have one wide receiver. You have two guys that can burn you down the field. You've got a guy that's really, really good in Rashee Rice that's a number one wide receiver. You've got a tight end that's the best that ever lived. You got a great running back right now, a really good offensive line, and a magician at quarterback. I don't know that there's any other defenses out there. And again, what kind of puts the bow on all of this, Dusty, is mm-hmm. that this is a goal of the team this year to go out there and embarrass and kick your ass. And so when they have that goal on top of what they have weaponry-wise, it's just going to be, you know, from pilot to bombardier, as Rex Hudler likes to say, it's going to be an aerial attack. It's going to be an epic display of football, and they're not going to stop, and they're going to pile.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On and we're going to see 40-0 type of games, and that's just the way it is. So they've got the momentum, they've got the drive, they got the players, they got everything in place to go out there and do what they couldn't do last year. And Patrick Mahomes, as we know, is still smarting from last year and how the offense didn't work right. He's got weapons around him right now. This dude's excited and ready to rock and roll.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.